how do you know when you're really in love?
Aww.
Is it when you memorize that person's favorite coffee order?
For sure.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Good sign.
Is it when you include them in your Facebook profile picture?
Oh, hey, boo.
Yo, that's official.
Is it when you can confidently leave the door open while taking a number two in their apartment?
So gross.
No, that is love,
though.
I
mean, that's just a long time in marriage. Yeah. I don't know if that's love.
It's something.
I don't know.
I think the real sign of true love is when you can spell out that person's name in breakfast sausage.
Oh, man. It's always about the meats.
And then send a photo of that in a text message. Because that's what our listener Nick did for a girl named Whitney, even though they've never gone out on a real date or seen each other in person. They live in different states, but they've been chatting on the phone and over Skype for hours on end. But lately, she's become tough to reach.
Yeah.
Now, Nick, I'll admit, I was skeptical when we were talking before. But during the song break, I thought about it, chugged a ton of NyQuil, and I definitely feel different.
That's it?
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you for the support.
You're welcome.
That's not support. That's
you guys, I believe you, Nick. I think that love can totally happen that way. Mm-hmm. Do you regret sending that picture? Because it does seem like that was the moment things shifted.
Yeah, I think I would have, had I to do it again, it would have been a little different.
But, I mean, it's just bacon. It's not like you're actually dropping the L-bomb.
No, I think bacon is the highest form of of romance, right above diamond rings. So you can't go anywhere but down from here.
I agree.
All right.
Okay. Oh, man.
Well, let's get your bacon lover on the phone, and we'll see if you can get you a second date update, okay?
All right, I'm nervous.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Whitney, please?
This is her.
Hi, my name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What is this about?
This is about you.
Well, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did I win something?
No, you didn't win. Well, maybe you won something, in a way.
Maybe.
Yeah, you've probably never heard our show, Whitney. We're in a different city than you. Different state, actually.
So why are you calling me then?
We're calling you because we do something on our show called a second date update.
Okay.
I'm guessing you don't know what that is, but basically, when one of our listeners needs help figuring out why they're not getting a call after a date, we're willing to do that for them. And we're calling on behalf of a guy named Nick. Do you remember going out with Nick?
But they never really went out.
Oh,
so
right.
That doesn't
That's
really
right.
Count.
This is so different than what we normally do. I've totally screwed this up. So you've been chatting recently with someone named Nick.
Yeah.
And it feels like you guys have been on quite a few dates because of how much time you've spent online together.
All right. What did he say about me?
He said he loves you.
No, he didn't say it like that.
Down. He sent a picture to you in bacon. He thought everything was going well.
Yes.
He felt like he's never connected to somebody like he connects with you, and he was really excited about it. And now you're not calling him back after he sent one simple picture of I love you spelled out in bacon, and he's wondering if he freaked you out.
Well, to be honest, the bacon message was definitely a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, I was falling for him, too.
See, Jeff?
So you were on board.
How come you didn't bacon text him back then?
Well, I talked to my friend, and my friend's always someone that, you know, gives me really good advice. And so I just need to pull back for a minute.
Well, who is this friend? Is it a guy or a girlfriend?
It's actually like my very trusted stuffed animal that I've had for a long time.
Huh.
And it's like my inner self. Like, tells me, you know, if things are okay or not.
Wait.
What?
Are you joking now?
Yeah,
is
laugh.
This a joke?
Do you want to talk to her?
Wait, hold on.
Whitney, are you joking?
No, it's kind of like how Mr. Rogers does it, you know?
Well, Mr. Rogers does it.
Yeah, you don't remember having the little puppets? And
you have a puppet friend that's telling you not to date a guy?
Yeah, it's Sparkle. I've had her for many years.
Put Sparkles on the phone. We'd love to chat with her.
Hi, this is Sparkle.
Hi, Sparkles.
Hello.
Wait, what are
oh my
doing?
God, I don't know. But Sparkles, wait, why don't you like Nick?
Because he might not like me. He might throw me away and I never see Whitney ever again.
I thought it was a doll.
Okay,
like,
yeah. Sparkles, you do realize that Whitney deserves to be loved and that Whitney won't let you be thrown away, right?
No.
I'm doing this.
I thought it was a doll.
If he likes Whitney, he has to keep me too.
Okay. Oh my God. Hey, Sparkles, have you ever met Nick before? Does Nick know about you?
I don't think Nick knows about me. If he knows about me, he might throw me away.
Okay.
Oh, so you haven't told?
So
dating
let's,
online is so weird.
Wait, so
I think we need Whitney back on the phone.
Yeah, let's talk to Whitney again, please.
Oh, Jeff is so mad.
Whitney.
Hello?
Is this Whitney?
Who's this?
This is Whitney.
I thought it was another doll for
Whitney,
a second.
Whitney,
have you told Nick about Sparkles?
No, I haven't told him about Sparkle.
Well, I can't imagine why, but I'm sure Nick would like to know about Sparkles. Maybe Sparkles and Nick should have a conversation so that you guys can actually go out, don't you think?
No.
It's definitely a possibility.
Well, we are giving you that chance because we didn't tell you this, but Nick has been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you and Sparkles said, and he wants to talk to you both, I guess.
Oh.
Nick?
Does he want to talk to her?
Yeah, is he still there? He probably hung up.
Nick, are you there?
Nick!
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey!
Wow, I have a lot of questions.
Sparkle is just basically like my inner voice, you know?
Yeah, Whitney is okay with you guys going out, but Sparkles has an issue.
Right, and
maybe, Nick, you should talk to Sparkle. Could we get Sparkles back on the phone so Nick can have a conversation with Sparkles, and then maybe they can work something out?
Stop.
I don't know as I'm ready for that.
Okay, wait. Nick, I mean, when she explains it like that it's just basically she's having an inner dialogue with herself that comes out, does that sit okay with you?
I understand that. I think we all have that, but most of us kind of keep it internal.
That's a good way to put it. And a lot of people still have stuffed animals and blankets from their childhood. I still have a baby blanket.
Sure.
Brooke has stuffed animals.
Yeah, I sleep with stuffed animals every night. They don't talk to me very often, but but my stuffed animals were okay with me starting a relationship and getting married.
And now she's married.
And trust me, Whitney, my husband has tried to throw these things out many times, and I have just stopped that. You can do that in your relationship.
Honestly, I wouldn't go out with you, Nick, if you wouldn't accept Sparkles.
Yeah. Okay. Do other people know about Sparkles?
I don't show Sparkles to everybody. Only those that I trust.
Oh, my God, Nick.
So that's a compliment,
Wait,
Nick.
Whitney, the entire time you were talking about your friend, you were referring to Sparkles?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Wow.
So Sparkles is the friend that is not okay with Nick and Whitney being together. Well, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Nick. I'm just not sure.
Wait, hold on. Is this Sparkles on the phone again?
Yeah, Sparkles.
Okay.
Hi, this is Sparkles.
Hey, Sparkles.
Oh, my gosh. Do it. You have to do it.
I don't even know how to do this.
You got
to
do it.
Who do you ask?
I mean, Sparkles is on the phone. I think we start with Sparkles, then we go to Whitney.
All right, Sparkles, here's the deal.
That's the hard one.
Nick really wants to go out with Whitney, so if you'll let her, we would pay for Whitney and Nick to go out on a date, if it's okay with you.
As long as I can be there, it's okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's
a yes.
Yeah, we got our first yes.
That's
now, Whitney, Sparkles has signed off on the relationship. Will you go out with Nick one more time? We'll pay for it. Or for the first time, we'll pay for it.
Okay, wow, yeah. I'm surprised that Sparkles is okay with it, and I am on board with it.
Okay.
All right.
Sparkles. Well, that's some excitement.
How is she surprised?
We did it.
Okay.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick, congratulations.
You got a second date, or a first date.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit, I think.
Why? Do you have a friend that's a little bit hesitant about this, too? Do we need to get him on the line?
I think that maybe we had been rushing it a little bit.
Oh,
no.
And I think with this new information, I think maybe staying on as like friends on the phone and chatting, I think that's probably...
Sparkles are my friends.
Sparkles are my friends.
Sparkles, I'm sorry. This is just how I'm feeling. I can't believe I'm talking to Sparkles right now, but I am. And... can I talk to Whitney again?
Yeah, this is Whitney. What's your problem with Sparkles?
I mean, I could really get into it, but I think maybe that's a conversation for a later date.
Ooh. So are you telling me that you're going to tell Sparkles I love you and bacon too? Because, I mean, honestly, that would be helpful for you.
Oh, win her.
I don't think I'll do that.
Nick, Sparkles angry with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't face the rage of Sparkles. Yeah, sorry we couldn't get you a date there, Nick.
Okay, good luck.
That is quite all right. I learned a lot, and that's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah,
you're never online dating again.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. Yeah.